the coaches said you were very durable in 35 games. Were you injured at all, or did you play through any injuries?
Yes, I've had a few injuries. Nothing major, but minor things I've been able to play through over the past few years.
Do you have a preference between kick return or punt return duties?
I like both. I don't really have a preference. I do like punt return better, but really I like both of them. I just love being on the field playing football.
What were the reasons for moving from quarterback to wide receiver?
Team needs. Our coaches thought that it would be a better move for the team, and I felt like I wanted to do whatever I could to help out our team, and I was blessed enough to it also be a better career move for me.
Randall, is the competition for the holding job with Tim Mastey officially on?
What is that?
Is the competition for the holding job with Tim Mastey officially on?
It is. I can't wait to get a hold of Tim so I can mess with him about that. I'm trying to come take his spot.
Randy, you said at the scouting combine that there was a coach at a camp who told you you'd never play Division I football. Who was that coach?
I don't like to put any names out there. I just like to be able to smile and show that I was able to overcome what he had told me, and I've always used that as motivation to push me forward.
What do you think that coach is thinking today, and what's he going to think after you've played for the Packers?
I don't know what he's thinking. You know, I hope the next time he tries to tell a kid that he can't do anything, that I hope he thinks twice before he says it.
How much added excitement is there to be joining the Super Bowl champions?
It's great. No, I had to wait a long time in the green room, but it's well worth it to know that I'm coming to Green Bay.
Can you describe that experience, the waiting game you played?
It was hard. It was really hard. You know, the ups and downs of emotionally thinking that you may be going somewhere and then not going there. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and he puts us in positions to succeed. And I was fortunate enough to be able to still be on the board when Green Bay was picking.
You know what that happened to
Aaron
Rodgers,
I think. Yeah. Hopefully I can have the same success he had.
How would you say you are as a blocker?
I believe I'm a pretty good blocker. I still need to work on technique things, but I feel like I'm a physical guy, and that's what I want to be known for as a physical receiver.
Now that you waited and got to this point, you may have to wait again with the lockout possibly continuing. What's your plan? With the team, do you do anything on your own individually, or?
Right now, I'm trying to get a hold of Aaron Rodgers, and I want to get wherever he is as soon as I possibly can and start working and start building a relationship and a bond with him on the field.
Randall, did the Packers talk to you at all about the possibility of doing some Wildcat stuff?
No, they haven't mentioned it. We really didn't have a chance to talk very long whenever they were telling me they were going to pick me. But I'm sure as soon as this lockout grooming thing is over, we'll figure all that out.
Is that something you would like to do if they're interested in it?
If they're interested in it, I'm definitely down to do it. But I think they're going to make the best decision for the team. And if they don't think that should be part of the game plan, then we won't have to worry about it.
Randall, Clay Matthews tweeted right after the pick, a return man with 2 exclamation points. Just to know that your teammates now are excited and thinking about you and talking about you, what is that feeling like?
That's great. And, you know, the first thing I want to do is get in and earn their respect. And I want to go in and work as hard as I possibly can to do that. And whatever I can do to help, and if they feel like I can be a great return man, I think that would make them want to block for me a little better.
Randall,
Rosgow
mentioned you have the ability of a person.
Is that a fair
premise?
I believe so. He's able to do a lot of different things on the field, and he's a very active football player and really understands the game and has a lot of great talent. I believe I can really fit in that mode too.
Randall, how often does Kentucky just line up with 2 receivers, and did you play outside at all, or were you always in the slot?
Well, we did Quite often. We ran a lot of three receiver sets, but sometimes we got in two and just pounded the ball. And you know, that's something where I flipped a lot of flanker and was off the ball a lot, gave me a little bit more room to make room.